Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, another focus on dairy in this June Dairy Month, here with Southeast Dairy Association's Kathy Belcher on their Dedicated to Dairy push, for which I'll have a website in just a minute.
A part of our Dedicated to Dairy program is training dairy farmers to be able to tell their own story. It's our community outreach program. And then those dairy farmers are equipped to go into their local communities and do presentations, whether it's a school group or group at the Chamber of Commerce. But they're able to tell their own story about how they protect the land, how they are the original environmentalists, dedicated to taking care of their land, taking care of their animals, and producing wholesome products.
That site is dedicatedtodairy.org. It's worth a visit. And Belcher says another effort is Better Nutrition, where they work with schools.
We have a couple of brand new programs that we are promoting with schools. It's in an effort to encourage schools to offer milk, yogurt, cheese in a variety of different ways. You know, beyond just the carton of milk that's in that milk cooler, we're helping them promote different ways for students to enjoy nutrient-rich dairy.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you know where your milk comes from and who produces it? Dairy farmers from all over the Southeast are calling in to let you know.
I'm a second-generation dairy farmer in Barron County, Kentucky, and have been milking 120 cows for several years. And I'm dedicated to dairy, my cows, my milk, and my land.
Celebrate the 75th anniversary of June Dairy Month by learning more and visit dedicatedtodairy.com. Brought to you by the Southeast Dairy Association.
Kathy Belcher with the Southeast Dairy Association says a popular school partnership underway now is their Smooth and Smart Blender program.
That's encouraging schools to add fruit and yogurt smoothies to their breakfast or lunch menu. We're providing grants for commercial blenders so that schools can take advantage of this very tasty way to increase the consumption of both fruit and dairy. Smoothies have gained tremendous popularity in recent years. We've seen that with McDonald's. Just last month, smoothies were added to the Burger King menu. So providing schools with these commercial-grade blenders is giving them a way to add that popular smoothie to their lineup.
Interested schools can go online to southeastdairy.org and obtain contact information for Kathy Belcher. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.